This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Today we are talking with Evan Delahunty. He is the owner of Peaceful Fruits. You may have seen him on the TV show Shark Tank. He's making big waves right now with his product, Peaceful Fruits. Evan, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much, Derek. I'm happy to be here.
Tell me a little bit. I'm just kind of curious about your timeline. It's different for every business, but what year did you start? And kind of give me a couple of highlights when did you first realize, wow, we're onto something here that's big and sustainable as a legit business that we're going to grow?
Well, I think we're still in that still in the stage of realizing that, right? Because every step there's new. There's new opportunities and new obstacles. But, for us, we started in May of 2014. We just turned three a couple months ago. And really, those first couple months, we're just figuring out how to make it, right? So I think it was in December of that year that we actually made our first official batch, of like two dozen snacks or something. Wow. Those are the first ones that came off of legal to sell. They're in a commercial kitchen and, up to spec or whatever with the FDA and the Ohio Department of Ag. So that was a huge milestone. And, getting to see your product on the store shelf in a local store called Mustard Seed, that was a huge milestone. And then from there, it was really all about just figuring out how to connect with people. Right, where you go into the grocery store and you hand out snacks and you see the response, that was what really kept driving us. Where there were lots of, I'll be honest, there were lots of discouraging things, right? You would go in and say, and someone would just not get it, right? They're looking at why are you selling an expensive fruit roll-up? Like, it's what a crazy idea. And you have to step back and say, well, you're not in my target market, right? Like, this isn't the right store for me, or this isn't the right location for me, or I need to change my packaging. So they understand how it goes. But that's been the iterative process that we've gone through. And at each step, we find enough of those right people that get it, that it says it's time to, double down and then double down again and then double down again to keep on progressing. And, I think the thing that then really, started to really resonate with us is two really cool organic things happened. Where number one was that Teen Vogue featured us as one of their favorite snacks of the year in 2015.
Very cool.
Just totally organically, wow. Right? Just same thing, just word of mouth, and then just after that, getting that, so with Teen Vogue recognizing us as one of the top snacks of 2015, that was just a huge boost about the quality of the product and the product resonating with people across the country. And then the second thing that happened is that we were recognized as one of the top social enterprise startups of Northeast Ohio.
Wow.
Where suddenly we're getting validation for the product and for the mission, for the story, for the brand that says, hey, people are getting what you're all about and responding not just with encouragement, but in that case also with dollars to say, keep on going. And so that was really huge for us.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.